This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, good-naturedness. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Good nature has been praised and ill nature has been condemned in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, it is due to mercy from Allah that you deal with them gently. And had you been rough, hard-hearted, they would certainly have dispersed from around you. Look how important is being good-natured in Islam, that Allah is mentioning it regarding His beloved Prophet. The patience of the Prophet in facing all sorts of ignorance is truly commendable. If you read the history and if you read the life of the Holy Prophet and the amount of ignorance that he had to face and deal with, you would be surprised. We don't have that sort of patience, unfortunately, right? It was due to his good-naturedness that the Prophet was able to keep everyone together. Otherwise, they would have dispersed. They would have, you know, fought with each other. They would have dispersed, you know, and disunited, right? Prophet kept them together because of his good nature. He was the center around whom everybody else gathered. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The most perfect of the believers in faith is the best of them in nature." See, it is so important to be good-natured because being good-natured is directly connected to our faith, our iman, our belief, right? If we're not good-natured, rest assured, we may have information on what Islamic belief system is, but we won't qualify to be the believers in that belief system. So being good-natured is very important. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are talking about being good-natured. And we said that the best amongst all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was good-natured was Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody exceeds him in being good-natured and kind-hearted and affectionate and loving. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "In the balance of morality, nothing weighs heavier than good nature." So if you are, you know, imagine a scale in front of you. So if on one side there is good naturedness, it will outweigh many other vices, many other good traits and positive traits. If you notice, the moral values of a human nurture on the playing field of his good nature. A barren land cannot nurture healthy crops. Similarly, if a person is not a good-natured person to begin with, he cannot possess and retain the moral qualities and values of Islam. He also, you know, the Prophet of Allah said, "Have good nature, for it necessarily guides you to paradise. Avoid ill nature, for it necessarily guides you to hell." So here, it's a direct relation. Good-naturedness is directly connected to and is a gateway and a pathway to paradise for a believer. But ill-naturedness is definitely a gateway to hell. Good nature is a requirement for the dwellers of heaven, even if they made some minor mistakes in their lives. Ill nature is a preamble for the hellfire, even if that person had carried out some minor good acts.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.